Area residents will tell you the Castro has a vibrant culture to celebrate. And one place to do that celebrating is at the Castro Movie Theater. There was a time when organs were a regular presence in American movie theaters. They provided the soundtrack to silent films. But when the talkies came along in the 1920s, most movie houses got rid of their organs. Not the Castro Theater in San Francisco. It's been in operation since 1922, replacing its old organ with its famous Mighty Wurlitzer in 1982. But now, this theater, too, might part with its perennial pipes. Reporter Parker Yesko has the story.
Several pipe organs have inhabited the Castro Theater over its 93 years, but since 1982, the sounds of the Mighty Wurlitzer have defined the cinema.
We've played the organ every night, nearly, for all these years. It just creates the essence of the Castro Theater.
That's David Hegarty. Most evenings, he's the one tickling the ivories as guests arrive for film screenings.
The song San Francisco has been the theater's theme song since before I came aboard, and we bring the console down to that every night.
Hegarty's been at the Castro longer than the Wurlitzer, and remembers the organ when it was small, but it grew, almost like a living organism.
We started playing it when it was only about a third of the size that it was going to end up, and it continued to get larger as the years went by, as people installed more pipes.
A full pipe organ like the Mighty Wurlitzer is actually much larger than the keyboard you see. At the Castro, the pipes crawl under the floor and into the walls. From behind the golden grills that flank the movie screen, the organ's wail winds towards the theater's Art Deco ceiling and bounces into its gilded balcony.
There's a lot more to the organ that meets the eye. There's a huge mechanism behind the scenes, hundreds and hundreds of pipes ranging in size from 16 feet to the size of a pencil.
Once moviegoers take their seats and the house lights begin to fade, the whole console, Hegarty and all, sinks down below the theater's velvet-draped stage. Hegarty's left foot swings back and forth across the organ's lighted pedals as he and the Wurlitzer descend in the dark. The sound of the Wurlitzer is so iconic, many Castro regulars couldn't imagine a film experience without it. But now, they'll have to.
The Wurlitzer was removed a couple of weeks ago.
The Wurlitzer is no more. You might say it was suffering from partial organ failure.
The intricate leather components had worn out, and it was going to be a major operation to refurbish it.
Though many of its pipes remain embedded in the theater's walls, the Wurlitzer's being harvested for parts.
They've been removing various sets of pipes for the last few months. We wouldn't have wanted to play it with any less.
In its place, atop the hydraulic lift, sits a small loaner organ. But it feels a bit like the theater has rejected the transplant. After one of its first performances, Hegarty pushed the button to send it down below the stage, but it wouldn't budge. Projectionist Michael Anders remembers the night well.
You think you've seen everything in this job, and then, you know, there's always some weird thing that's going to happen.
The organ was stuck in front of the movie screen. Someone in the audience started yelling,
"Refund."
I changed some lenses in the projector, so I was able to show the film over the top of the organ. So it wasn't the optimum way to show the film, but at least people got to see it.
Now, the old-fashioned Castro Theater is expecting a new-fashioned organ. It'll be custom-built and part digital. 7 keyboards and 800 switches will activate both the old pipes and new speakers embedded in the theater walls.
A lot of people are concerned about the fact that it won't be a total pipe organ anymore, but I can vouch for the fact that the listener will not be able to tell which sounds are coming from the pipes and which are coming from the speakers.
The organ will be programmed with the sounds of nearly every other instrument in existence, to be activated with the flip of a switch.
There's no limit. It can sound like the whole symphony orchestra.
Castro old-timers will be happy to know that the new organ will include digital samples of vintage ones, which means on some nights it'll simply sound like the mighty Wurlitzer they've loved for all these years. In the meantime, the little loner organ will carry on, and the Castro Theater is expected to survive its organ transplant. In San Francisco, I'm Parker Yesko for Cross Currents.